Behind him, Wigan was starting his first speech. Voice confident, loud enough, but not shouting, not nervous. "I'm Ender Wigan. I'm your commander. Bunking will be arranged by seniority." Some of the launchies groaned. "Veterans to the back of the room, newest soldiers to the front." The groaning stopped. That was the opposite of the way things were usually arranged. Wigan was already shaking things up. Whenever he came into the barracks, the kids closest to him would be the new ones. Instead of getting lost in the shuffle, they'd always have his attention. Bean turned around and headed back to the front of the room. He was still the youngest kid in battle school, but five of the soldiers were from more recently arrived launch groups, so they got the positions nearest the door. Bean got an upper bunk directly across from Nikolai, who had the same seniority, being from the same launch group. Bean clambered up onto his bed, hampered by his flash suit, and put his palm beside the locker. Nothing happened. "Those of you who are in an army for the first time," said Wigan, "just pull the locker open by hand. No locks. Nothing private here." Laboriously, Bean pulled off his flash suit to stow it in his locker. Wigan walked along between the bunks, making sure that seniority was respected. Then he jogged to the front of the room. "All right, everybody. Put on your flash suits and come to practice." Bean looked at him in complete exasperation. Wigan had been looking right at him when he started taking off his flash suit. Why didn't he suggest that Bean not take the damn thing off? "We're on the morning schedule," Wigan continued. "Straight to practice after breakfast. Officially, you have a free hour between breakfast and practice. We'll see what happens after I find out how good you are." Truth was, Bean felt like an idiot. Of course Wigan would head for practice immediately. He shouldn't have needed a warning not to take the suit off. He should have known. He tossed his suit pieces onto the floor and slid down the frame of the bunk. A lot of the other kids were talking, flipping clothes at each other, playing with their weapons. Bean tried to put on the cut-down suit, but couldn't figure out some of the jury-rigged fastenings. He had to take off several pieces and examine them to see how they fit, and finally gave up, took it all off, and started assembling it on the floor. Wigan, unconcerned, glanced at his watch. Apparently, 3 minutes was his deadline. "All right, everybody out, now! On your way!"
"But I'm naked," said one boy.
Anwar, from Ecuador, child of Egyptian immigrants. His dossier ran through Bean's mind. "Dress faster next time," said Wigan. Bean was naked, too. Furthermore, Wigan was standing right there, watching him struggle with his suit. He could have helped. He could have waited.
What am I getting myself in for?
3 minutes from first call to running out the door. That's the rule this week, said Wigan. Next week the rule is 2 minutes. Move! Out in the corridor, kids who were in the midst of free time or were heading for class stopped to watch the parade of the unfamiliar uniforms of Dragon Army, and to mock the ones that were even more unusual. One thing for sure, Bean was going to have to practice getting dressed in his cut-down suit if he was going to avoid running naked through the corridors. And if Wigan didn't make any exceptions for him the first day, when he only just got his non-regulation flash suit, Bean certainly was not going to ask for special favors. "I chose to put myself in this army," Bean reminded himself as he jogged along, trying to keep pieces of his flash suit from spilling out of his arms.